So, can you talk a bit about the detoxing work that you have done, the Ayurvedic work?
Exactly. I went to a place in Grass Valley, California. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the place. It's an Ayurvedic center in California. I really believe it was. I really believe that Parkinson's has a lot to do with toxins in your body. And I really believe that the body can heal itself, can recover, but you must get all the toxins out of your body first. And it's pretty hard with the foods we eat today, but try to do the best you can.
So for this detox program, you actually went down there, and you live in Canada, in British Columbia?
Yeah, in Vancouver Island.
Bonya, how long were you there in order to go through this program?
The treatment center was like 10 days, I believe. I believe it was 10-day treatments. But I got there 2 weeks before my treatment started because I had to go on a very strict diet before I start to cleanse. They had to go on any special herbs.
When you've returned then, I guess there are also regimens that you do in terms of what you eat or the herbs that you take?
Yes. I don't really follow it as diligently as I should, but yeah, there is a specific diet I should be staying on, but I'm not very faithful to it.
It's hard to stick on a diet, isn't it?
It is. I mean, yeah, it is. Yeah, but when I was strictly on a diet, I noticed a huge difference. I just think that right now I'm going through a bad time in my life, so it's hard for me to be diligent in my eating program and
Of
stuff like that.
course. Oh, yes.
Right.
Well, the wonderful piece that you're contributing is that you're feeling better and you're doing things that are really making that happen.
You know, it's really weird. I feel the best when I wake up in the morning, but I really believe the body on its own replaces dopamine in your brain. So you got to supply a dopamine when you wake up in the morning. And I got up in the morning, and I felt just absolutely wonderful, and I went for an hour-long walk, and I would have continued on without the meds, but I'm working on my little wheelchair project, so I want to make sure I'm capable of working with tools without worrying about any accidents.
Oh, right. So you did
But
take
it's
some meds,
really...
although you didn't even quite need them, really.
Well, the funny thing about when you take the meds is when they go off, I'm actually in worse shape than before I took the meds, which is bizarre. Like right now, I'm in between my meds. Like I just took it right out about 10 minutes ago, and my hands are shaking like crazy, and I'm a little bit stressed out. And it's like, but it kicks in. Usually, it kicks in pretty quickly. But every day is different. It depends what you eat too.
Oh, that's so interesting.
It's really bizarre. I really believe the cinnamon causes more damage than good. But unfortunately, the Mucuna that I take doesn't seem to work as well without having just a little bit of cinnamon to go along with it.
So you combine the two.
I combine the two.
How long have you been on cinnamon?
For the first 5 years, I did not take anything. I tried acupuncture. I tried a lot of different programs, a lot of different kind of energy work and things without going on the medication. Then after 5 years, I got so bad I was looking into getting a wheelchair because I couldn't walk anymore. And that's when I decided, well, I've got to take something. That's when I started to take cinnamon. That was about, I guess, 2 years ago now. And cinnamon only lasted for me like about 6 months before I had to constantly increase the dose and eventually stopped working. But at that time, I found out about Mucuna, that Xandopa from India, Mucuna. And I noticed a difference the very first night I took it. And it was really amazing how well it worked. And it got back to the point where, like, now I could ride a bike. I could do just about anything when the herbs are working properly. But again, like in the morning when I wake up, I'm actually doing pretty good. But in the evenings, I'm not that great. I try not to take anything in the evening, but I really have to be careful about my walking because I have a tendency to fall. My feet would freeze. But not as often as it was before. But it varies. Like overall, like if you see me when my meds are working properly, I look probably like 100% normal. You couldn't tell I had Parkinson's.
Well, that's
Which is really,
amazing.
it actually works pretty good.
Well,
But again, when the herbs wear off, they usually last about between 2.5-3 hours. They don't last. Sometimes it lasts longer. Sometimes it lasts. Sometimes 5 hours. Like last week, one time, and one dose lasted 5 hours. But this dose I took this morning only lasts 2.5 hours, so it's really kind of bizarre.
Oh, so it varies from day to day. Every day is a new experience.
And I think a lot has to do with stress. A lot has to do with what you've eaten the past 24 hours, or what you've had. Like if I had eggs for breakfast, the protein in the eggs would really affect the cinnamon where I won't. And it'll make it where it's not as effective.
Oh, right.
Especially like if you eat meat, like if you have a big steak or something, that definitely affects it.
Interesting. So you do notice a very strong and direct relationship between stress and the symptoms.
Oh, definitely. For sure. Yeah, without a doubt.
And what types of things do you do other than all the meds to be able to release some of that stress that you're under?
Are you familiar with Brain Gym?
Yes, actually.
Actually, I practice Brain Gym. That helps a lot.
So that's a big factor for you.
I think so, because I took a course in Brain Gym when I was in Calgary, and the instructor that gave it in her research found that by doing Brain Gym, you will activate other parts of the brain to create dopamine that would not have produced it before. So by doing Brain Gym, you're triggering new neurons to develop, and that will enable it to produce dopamine in other parts of the brain, which is like I was really amazed when I heard that.
That's so cool. Well, so you actually took a course in this to learn how to do it all?
Yep, and I've got a couple books on it too.
Ah, great. Fascinating.
It's like a 2-month course, 1 week, you know, every Wednesday night for 2 months sort of thing.
Right. Well, I really have one last question. If there's one thing that you would say about what's helped you the most to be able to feel better and get relief from your symptoms, what would it be? What would you tell people they really ought to, you know, do whatever?
Visualization techniques. It's basically visualize yourself doing something before you've done it. That seems to work the best for me, is to visualize your walking, visualize your movement, visualize. For a good example, a simple example is you're laying in your bed, you're having a hard time turning over, so you visualize that you've already turned over, and then your body will follow. Same with walking. You want to go from point A to point B. You visualize yourself already over there. It's hard to explain, but it works extremely well. And the other thing is, to do all your movements and do all your actions throughout the day with joy if you can. Don't get that adrenaline going. A lot of times, in my early stages of Parkinson, I was so frustrated, I used to get this forced movement to get the adrenaline going. It does work, but it's not a very good way of doing it. To do movement through joy and do movement through visualization, those two things work extremely well with people with Parkinson's.
And when you say visualize, do you actually see yourself in those movements, doing those things? Is it a visual for you?
Yep. Another thing, too, is like if I want to walk from point A to point B, and I'm guessing it's taking maybe 5 steps. So I'm telling my body, okay, it's going to take you 5 steps to get over here. Start counting. So 1, 2. And it's really amazing. The body will continue walking until it hit that fifth step. As opposed to trying to get from point A to point B just in your own with, oh, my God, am I going to make it or not? But if you tell your body that, you know, there's only 5 steps to get over there, and once you get your first movement going, your first foot going, the other one seems to follow quite well. And that's all. Those are visualization techniques.
And did you figure this out on your own?
No, that was through a lady named... I'm not sure if you're familiar with a program called PD Recovery.
Oh, yes, of course. And so she talked about that in her program?
Janice, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I've actually made 3 trips down there, and I was there for a couple of weeks at a time.
Wonderful. Yes, and she's making quite a contribution, I think, in her own right.
She is. I mean, those two things, joy and visualization, is what I got most out of her program, was those two things.
Oh, awesome.
I'm not in her program now because I'm taking medications. They don't want anybody who takes meds to be on a program.
Oh, okay.
Because I tried it for 5 years, being totally unmedicated, to see how long I could go without taking meds, and it got pretty bad after 5 years where I couldn't do anything.
Yeah, so you decided you were going to shift
So. Well, it was either there or die.
Right.
I mean, when you can't dress yourself, when you can't brush your teeth, when you can't comb your hair, you can't shave, you can't button a shirt, you can't walk, you can't. Even with a walker, you had a hard time with a walker, and it's like ready for wheelchairs. So, you know, once I get in a wheelchair, then your muscles really start to disintegrate, and it's like you're bedridden, and then that's it. So I wasn't allowed that to happen. So once I started taking the Sinemet, which only worked for a little while, but once I got into taking Mucuna, it was incredible. It worked so much better than Sinemet. Then my body was able to start rebuilding itself, and then it got me in pretty good shape.
That's fascinating.
But in the past couple of months, my body is disintegrating again a little bit because of the stress I'm going through.
Because you've been under a lot of stress. Yeah. Well, this is a wonderful report, and I really want to thank you for providing all the insights and all the information. There are so many people out there that are looking for stories from other people to find out what they've done to feel better. And so your information is golden to so many people.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, I'm hoping that it will be of some help, because I really firmly believe that the body can heal itself. I mean, there's a lot of things that my body was at certain stages where they have recovered from. Here's one example. At nighttime, when I'm sleeping under my covers, if I try to move my left arm under the sheets, it was like a jackhammer. I just couldn't get a smooth movement. That was maybe about 6 months ago. And now I can do that. I can move my arms under my bed sheets, no problem, without that jackhammer effect. And that is being unmedicated, because I stopped taking things. Usually I stopped taking them around 3 o'clock. It would be my last dose.
Oh.
Another thing is, like, before I go to bed, it's like fluffing the pillow. I couldn't fluff the pillow before. I just couldn't get that together. You know, these are all little minor things, but people who've got Parkinson's can relate to that. And now I have no problems. Even like when I get up in the morning, I could put my socks on and stay and keep my balance without having to hold on to anything. Like I could stand up and put my socks on.
Hallelujah.
You know, so there's a lot of things that I see improvements in. And I know I could be doing much, much better if I would stick to my proper diet and my exercise program, and if I would be more careful about. But right now, I'm giving my body a break. I'm just going for comfort food.
Well, we have to take vacations every once in a while. So, and then our body reminds us, you better get back on that. So,
for sure.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't gained any weight or anything. I'm still in normal weight, but I'm just not eating as healthy as I should be. Well, my wife was a good cook, but she was around. So now I'm cooking for one person all the time, so it's a little bit more. You get a little bit more lazy. You open up a can of sardines and some toast.
I know it. It's hard to stay on track, isn't it? Although we know that what we put in our bodies makes all the difference in the world. So
it really does.